This is Lewis Navalier. It is Friday, October 16th. What's interesting about the strength of the market today is it's a Friday. Fridays are days when traders like to clean out their inventories, and often you have some selling pressure. And a lot of traders like to leave early, and so you get some weakness well before the market close. But we have a broad-based rally underway. And the stocks are up the most today are the ones that were down in recent days. So when you're buying on dips here, the market is oscillating. Unfortunately, your dips are going to cease next week because we're going to have wave after wave of better-than-expected earnings driving our stocks higher. So if you need to be invested, I guess today's the last day to do it. You could buy a Monday if you really insist. But you have to be positioned for these earnings. Now, the big news today is that retail sales came in much better than expected, and they were up for every single category except electronics. And electronics will be up next month because the new iPhone was just announced, and so a lot of folks own, and that will cause electronic sales to be up in October. So I can't tell you how important retail sales have been, all the other economic news has been. It's very, very impressive. There are soft spots in the U.S. economy. There are states that are still suppressing their economies, okay? But the truth of the matter is that it's un-American to suppress people. People want to get out and about. They want to go out and spend. And what we call the velocity of money is very healthy, and that's what showed up in retail sales. Again, consumer spending on goods is higher than it was pre-pandemic, okay? Consumer spending on services is been hit by the coronavirus because the bars, restaurants, hotels, and travel industry is still down. But, I can't tell you how impressive that retail sales report was today. And there's so much cash on the sideline, folks. You know, when everybody thinks the coast is clear, when that cash comes in, it's going to drop kick and drive a lot of our stocks higher. Furthermore, we're at the seasonally strong time of year. The fourth quarter is a seasonally strong quarter. There's often an early January effect, and for those of you folks that have our small mid-cap stocks, you've seen an early January effect has already commenced since late September, and normally it happens in November, but it's already happened, and earnings haven't even come out yet. So I can tell you is things look awfully good. Now, you'll still get negative headlines today. They've got industrial production dropped. But you know why it dropped? The weather's nice. Utility output dropped. You see, when the weather's nice, we don't use as much electricity and natural gas and all. So, you know, it's just because we had good weather doesn't mean we should worry about industrial production. And the fact of the matter is this V-shaped economic recovery we're in is real. And as soon as the election's over, hopefully all the kids will go back to school. And I realize a lot of kids are already going back to school, but some states are still holding back, like the LA school district. And we just got to get back to normal as soon as possible. And as far as the coronavirus is concerned, yeah, it's a big problem. Of course it's a problem. But the treatment's also a lot better. And the news that Pfizer was going to seek early approval for its vaccine did get the market excited today. So we're going to have multiple vaccines approved. And because of Operation Warp Speed, they're already making the vaccines. They don't know which vaccines were going to be approved, so they just made them all so they could be available immediately. So I just feel very, very good right now. I think it's just time to grow and prosper. Obviously, the election will still dominate the news for the next couple of weeks. But you know, usually the person that inspires us the most gets elected. So let's just hope they all run around and suck up to us, and that's good for the market. And all I can tell you is that the V-shaped economic recovery continues. Now, you're going to have some weird employment data because California hasn't been reporting for 3 weeks. There's a lot of fraud in the California unemployment claims, so they stopped processing new claims. So you could have a little spike, a little shock, but continuing unemployment claims continue to decline. So that's good news. We're getting better. We're fixing ourselves. Are we hitting on all cylinders? Of course not. But there's a lot of hope for the future. There's a lot of optimism. And it's just time to grow and prosper. And there's a lot of cash on the sidelines. So when that cash on the sidelines comes in, whatever the trigger is going to be, whether it's earnings or the election outcome or whatever it is, or just raw seasonality like Thanksgiving, markets love to rally on Thanksgiving. We're gonna finish the year on a very strong note, and I would be very, very disappointed if growth stocks weren't up 20% or more this quarter. And of course, we're off to a very, very strong start already. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the weekend, folks, and hang on. Enjoy the ride, boy. Next week's gonna be a lot of fun as the earnings start to come out, and wave after wave of earnings are gonna drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. So that's it. And enjoy the weekend. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions.